Well, 15 years ago, Bob and Sheila Adsit decided to move from the west side to their current home on the Near East Side. Their search for a new place to live ended when they fell in love, not with a house, but a tree.
We just knew that when we saw the tree, and there was a for sale sign for the house, but we said, well, we know we want to buy the tree and throw the house in with the tree.
The tree on the Adsit's property is no ordinary tree, especially in Marion County. It's commonly known as the Temple Oak because of its location at Temple Avenue and Brookside Parkway, and is almost 400 years old and 18 feet around. Bob Adsit says the best way to understand its mammoth stature is through a story of a bet.
Our mailman at one point in time bet a couple of his colleagues that it would take more than five people hand in hand around the tree, and he won. It took more than five people to go hand in hand around the tree.
In fact, it can take a lot more. A neighbor who keeps a scrapbook of the tree has pictures showing up to 10 people hugging around it, and because of its size, the Temple Oak has become an icon in the neighborhood. In 2007, it won a contest as the city's most huggable and remarkable tree, and former Mayor Bart Peterson made a proclamation declaring it historic and majestic. But last fall, Sheila Adsit noticed the Temple Oak looked different.
The leaves used to be a brighter green, and then it got to be kind of a yellowish green. And I noticed, that's how I started noticing that there was a problem.
The problem is oak lace mites, which attack the leaves and takes the chlorophyll out of the tree, as well as depriving it of nutrients. Treating the problems is going to cost $8,000, so the Springdale neighborhood is holding a fundraiser to help save it. Again, Bob Adsit.
I think we'll have enough to do at least spraying for the tree, and hopefully we can get some other resources. But I'd hate to think that this beautiful tree would die.
And if it does, it will mark the loss of a landmark for the city.
There's actually a bigger chincapin oak elsewhere in the state, but if I had to guess, I'd guess this is the biggest one in the county.
That's Nate Ferris. He's an arborist and director of community forestry with Keep Indianapolis Beautiful.
Somehow, this tree made it through settlement and development, and a lot of trees don't do that, but this one did.
He doesn't believe there's any structural damage to the Temple Oak, but says it does need treatment for oak lace mites and deadwood. Ferris calls the tree an attraction, but also important for ecological reasons as well.
This is a host for many Lepidoptera, which are caterpillars. Oaks as a genus are known to support about 500 different species of caterpillars. And a lot of the birds and other parts of the ecosystem in this area rely on those caterpillars. So this tree is a giving tree in that sense, in that it hosts those species.
But above all else, the Temple Oak is a symbol of home for Sheila and Bob Adsit and represents the life they built together in the Springdale neighborhood.
The tree stands for neighborhood stability and permanence, and that's what we want in this neighborhood, and that the fate of the tree and the fate of the neighborhood kind of go hand in hand, because we think that this tree is our neighborhood icon here.
The fundraiser to help save the Temple Oak is from 6 to 10 at the TikTok Lounge on East 10th Street. A dollar from every drink purchased will go towards the refurbishing efforts. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.